Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermocompressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer suction performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer suction and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at fultonsystems.com. The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. Jim entitled his column, Using Transportation Costs as a KPI. And here's what Jim has to say about that. KPI, in case you have been living under a rock, means Key Performance Indicator. KPIs have been all the rage for a number of years. Everyone has been looking for the holy grail of KPIs for a very long time. I'll submit I have found it. But before I reveal it, you'll have to suffer through one of my stories. Back in the 80s, a mill that is almost in the middle of Iowa reported to me. There aren't many mills there, so you should be able to identify it pretty quickly. I didn't live there, but I was on top of their numbers every day. They had slowed down due to a frayed belt on a dewatering device. They did not have one in stock. They had ordered one from the belt maker, but it had not arrived. Being young, brash, and full of vim and vinegar, I decided to fly out there and take charge of the situation. As it turned out, by the time I got there, the belt, or wire if you prefer, was sitting in a transportation company's warehouse in Milwaukee, about 300 miles away. It was scheduled to be delivered in a week or two. Infuriated, I got the length of the wire roll, about 12 feet if I remember correctly, went to the nearest town, rented a U-Haul van of a size that would hold it, and drove to Milwaukee and got the blasted thing. Took about 15 hours round trip, if I remember correctly. And within this story lies the KPI. It is likely you are not going to find a senior manager who will do what I did. No, you will spend more money and hotshot your problem. That is, use an exclusive truck with two drivers that can take a load straight through without stopping. FedEx Ground has made a beautiful business out of such mistakes and copyrighted the name Custom Critical for such shipments. They have trucks with Custom Critical markings and sleeper cabs just for this service. Sounds much classier than hotshot, don't you think? I reference these as mistakes, and that is exactly what they are. If you find yourself hotshotting spare parts into your facility, somewhere in your system, you are out of control. Hotshotting loads to your customers may need further examination. This could either be your problem, you missed a production date promise, or your customer's problem, they failed to order your products in time. Hotshotting should set off alarm bells, for unless it is caused by an act of nature, tornado, flood, and so forth, hotshotting indicates someone made a management mistake. Yet if we're going to use this as a KPI, what are the acceptable boundary limits? I think if I were in such a management position again, more than one inbound hotshot per quarter would raise alarm bells for me. That's just a guess, and it would require examination of the circumstances. It is not the apparent costs of the hotshot that concerns me. That is, not the extra costs of the specialized transportation. It is the hidden costs. What went wrong in our planning, our allocation of maintenance costs and capital, our analysis of machine reliability, and on and on and on. The extra transportation costs are just the tip of the iceberg. The balance of the chaos and its costs that cause this situation are far more interesting. What do you think? I would like to hear from you. From a safety standpoint, if you're hot-shotting, you're in a position of being particularly vulnerable to safety problems. People are in a high state of agitation, and it is easy to make a mistake. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA, all rights reserved.